This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Elevate your mind. Expand with the awkward silence.
And so my
it's the E-Square Podcast.
Yeah, E-Square Podcast. Today, we got Zodiac. What's good, bro?
What's the deal?
How you doing, man?
I'm straight. How you doing?
Good, man. I appreciate you pulling up, man. This was, like I was telling you before, Brandon, shout out Brandon, your manager, sitting right here off camera, as a good manager should. Look at him. But, no, I was saying, like, you have a mystique about you, like, that you don't, because I was looking online. It's hella music videos. But the only thing I really found of you is, like, some dude made like an evolution of Zodiac video. Have you seen that? You ever seen that?
I clicked on it as soon as that bitch started. I turned that shit
off. Is that weird? Just random people making videos?
Yeah, man. And then if you look at it, it say from 2014 to 2016. Yeah. Or what it say, 2016? It ain't even been 5 years yet.
For real?
What the fuck? Hell no.
Oh, so that shit was all off? You don't know who's saying
it's been a kind of short time for evolution.
Right. Like, I think that goes to show, like, you got fans, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know who that was?
Nah, I don't got no idea who did that.
That's crazy, man. I think that's like when you know you made it, right? People start making random videos?
Yeah, something like that. It definitely is whenever you start noticing like that once you start getting reactions that you didn't ask for, that's when you know, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
It don't matter what you say.
Yeah, you've definitely built a crazy fan base online, bro. Putting up numbers. How long have you been rapping?
Shit. I mean, in a studio, probably a good 4 or 5 years, like how that video was saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's how long I've been releasing music. I've been writing music as long as I could write, though. So,
I hate to ask the corny cliche interview question, but how'd you start rapping? Like, the very beginning, was it just in school or what?
Yeah, I mean, it was really just some shit that came off me, like, writing poems and shit. Like, once I found out what a poem was and, like, that some of them rhyme, some of them don't.
Right.
I'll write both of them. I just like making them rhyme.
Yeah.
And eventually, the more and more I listened to music, I guess, I just found, like, that was the best way for me to display my, like, what I can do.
Yeah. You feel me? Do you remember, like, when the first time or when you decided you was like, yo, I could be good at this?
Shit, probably whenever that happened, probably the first time that I ever rapped my shit to somebody else.
You just fell in love
whenever I got the reaction, like, you know, that you get whenever somebody is impressed with what you're doing.
Yeah.
I was happy to see somebody else felt that way about what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm gonna keep doing this. You feel me?
Yeah, that's crazy, man, because the reactions you get online, bro, you get reactions on Twitter. And, I mean, I was talking to Brandon about this the other day, but it's like, you know, Twitter's hard to get people to engage with you on Twitter, man.
You saying that, I don't even think I got enough followers on that bitch.
How much you got?
7,000 followers.
But that's a lot. That's for Twitter, that's a lot, bro. That's like... I mean, obviously, there's people like Twitter's tough because you got to be clever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, motherfuckers want you to say dumb shit on Twitter.
Yeah, but that just goes to show. Like, do you know who your fans are? Like, do you pay attention to demographics and shit?
I mean, yeah, I know like who the majority of my fans are. I don't know who my fans are though.
Right,
that'd be a lie.
Right. When's the last time you did a show?
Shit. When was the last? What was the last show? Yeah, probably was the Puya tour, which was...
Oh, L.A.?
Yeah, like a year ago or something?
2019?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, right before COVID. Before that bitch came.
Yeah, that was... that's a fucking long time ago.
Yes, sir.
God damn.
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything lined up?
Right now, I mean, I had some shit that was supposed to be lined up. Like, I had a show that was set for tomorrow, but then
I
fucked up again because of COVID.
Because COVID.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So every time I get something lined up, they just end up saying that they don't want to pull through because they basically don't think enough motherfuckers going to show up.
Right.
You feel me?
Where at?
So anywhere. I mean, what you mean?
Where was the show?
I don't remember.
Was it here, though?
Yeah, it was here.
It was here?
Yeah, it was some shit here. I had one that was supposed to be in California, you feel me, shit like that, and then they just end up falling through.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a fucked up time right now, man. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But you're not originally from here.
Nah, not technically, no. So, I'm from Kansas.
From Kansas City. Okay, so how did you end up in Vegas?
I mean, what's the best way to put that? I mean, we really just moved out here because it was the better situation. Like, me, my mom, and my stepdad moved out here when I was real little. I was like, that's why I said technically.
Oh, okay.
But I was out here whenever, like, what year was that? I think I did fourth grade out here. I did fourth or fifth grade or some shit. One of them years I started here.
Okay.
You feel me?
So you grew up here pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever way you want to say, I don't give a fuck.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Centennial.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for the time that I went.
Oh, you didn't graduate?
I dropped out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So how was that process with your family and everything?
I mean.
Well, why did you drop out? You just said, fuck it?
It just became a thing like that shit. You got to decide if that shit for you or not. Like, once you become old enough anyway, because it's a certain point, like, when you're younger that you don't get the choice. You feel me?
Right.
So when you 16, 17 and all of that shit, you supposed to go to school. That's like work.
Right.
But whenever you turn 18 or whatever age it is that you allowed to get the fuck up out of there, it's up to you to decide if you think that you got the skills necessary and all of that shit. You feel me? If your parents gave you what you needed to get up out of there. And for me, it was just a situation that it wasn't benefiting. It was hurting me more than it was benefiting.
How so?
Like, even if I would have been going to school and been getting the grades that I was supposed to be getting, because there was a point that that was happening back when I was way younger. But even if that was happening, I wouldn't have been happy. I wouldn't have been able to do what I do now. You feel me? I probably would have been able to, just in a different way.
Right.
But I'm way more comfortable with what I did and decisions that I made. I don't got no regrets.
Right. Yeah, school, I mean, especially public school, you know what I'm saying? It's some bullshit anyway.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think a lot of people, like, get inhibited by, because they're just training you to be employees, really.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said it just worked.
Yeah.
Until you old enough to decide.
So how old were you when you dropped out?
I was just, I either had just turned 18 or right before. I had been stopped going to school.
Right.
And then there was a week right, or a week or 2 weeks before I turned 18, and my mama was like, oh, they sending me truancy letters and shit. I'm finna have to pay if you're gonna take you out of school. You better be on that motherfucking bus tomorrow. You feel me? So I went to school them days, and the day I turned 18, I did not show up. Ever since then, never came. I didn't sign nothing or no shit like that.
Damn, you got some balls, bro. I couldn't imagine just that conversation with my mom.
Yeah, nah, we ain't even had no conversation, man. It was just, by the time that I actually made the choice to drop out, like, when I was old enough, they already knew, like, you feel me? It was a lost cause. Like, so, I stopped going.
Right. So. Were you already having some success with music at that time?
Exactly, yeah.
It was already
Yeah, it was already in their minds. Like, my dad was with it. My mama was the one who like, nah, you need to take your ass to school regardless. But my dad, he like, nah, he got that shit. You feel me? He good. So.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's just how it
So how old are you right now?
I'm 20. I'll be 21 tomorrow.
Damn. 21. Oh, it's your birthday tomorrow. You did say that. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, dog. 21, huh? So this is all recent then?
Yeah.
God
Wait,
damn.
What you mean?
Like, dropping out of school?
Hell no. I mean, that's...
Well, two years ago.
Yeah.
But your music career is pretty recent then.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn, so what was there like a turning point of you getting some reaction online, or was there like a specific song, or was it just like a gradual build-up?
It was gradual as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, we put in the work independent, you feel me? So there wasn't ever nothing that just... The only thing that ever happened was, if you heard about the shit that happened with TikTok recently.
That was the only thing.
Other than that, there was nothing that ever was just like, oh, took the internet by storm or no shit. Like, we didn't pay for no promotion that got us nowhere or nothing. It was just all organically, you know.
So we'll get back to the TikTok thing. But what do you mean by putting in the work independently?
Like, I mean, just like all our shit pretty much in-house. Like, other than, like, the fact, like, whenever I first started, just like everybody else, you go on YouTube and snatch some beats and shit like that. After that point, you feel me, once I met the producers that I want to work with, all our shit is in-house, from the cover to the mixing to everything. So it's like, anybody who do their work in-house knows that you risk the... It's a risk factor whenever you don't got the advantage that other motherfuckers got, to just pay somebody to go do some shit
that'll put you
where you need to be. You feel me? Like, you got to do other things to get creative. So that's basically what we've been having to do for years.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Well, I think it's better when an artist can touch every aspect of of the music, like the cover art. You know, you have a personal relationship.
That's what I was going to say. I prefer it that way anyway.
Yeah. So let's talk about that then, being independent. Mm-hmm. And you've had major labels approach you.
Mm-hmm.
And what have those conversations been like?
I mean, it's just like any, I'm not going to say any other. It's a cool conversation. Like, you know, they want to talk about some money, but like, it's about what's going to work for you at that time right then and there. You feel me? And whenever I did go to have these conversations with certain labels and shit like that, it just wasn't meeting where I think it needed to be. So we never actually did nothing about it. Like, I still get calls and shit like that.
But that's good. That's good in the sense of, you know, like, people are watching.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I was going to say. As long as they calling, then I'm cool. I don't need a deal already done or no shit like
that. Are you looking to get a deal?
Honestly, no. And like, for a long time, I was against it. You feel me? But I'm not against it no more. I just ain't. I'll never be looking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Once I start feeling like I gotta look for a deal, I need to be done.
Yeah, I feel like in today's climate, the cat's out of the bag in the sense of how artists fuck. I mean, labels fuck artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like so people know. In the open now.
Yeah, people know
exactly.
Yeah, but that's why you got big dog over here.
Hell yeah.
So how did you guys link up? How did you and Brandon link up?
That shit funny. I don't know what's the best way to describe how we linked up. He hit me up, you feel me, like, and told me pretty much that he had been seeing what I was doing and shit, and he wanted to be a part of it, you feel me? He wanted to help me contribute to what I already had going on and shit.
Mm.
And he did, you feel me? He sat me down. we went somewhere. Nah, for real. It was funny as hell because I'm just like, I don't remember how old I was. I don't know. It was definitely like before I was 20 or some shit.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So I was younger. I was still like, I was either just coming out of high school or some shit. You feel me? So it was like new for me to go out and do some shit like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
So he took me out. You feel me? We sat down, had a conversation. He pretty much was like, look, you feel me? I don't want to take nothing from you. Like, all I want to do is help and support what you already, you feel me, established. So.
Yeah.
Like, he sees potential, pretty much.
Yeah, 100%. No, he's like, I talk to him every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of my best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's told me, he's been telling me about you for a long time. But you guys been working together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I dabbled in the management thing, too. And he's always been my go-to to talk to about anything behind the scenes. And he's always had his head on straight in that sense, so you're in good hands, man.
Yeah.
And it's also cool to see you guys been rocking for so long now with no contract. Oh, am I supposed to say that? I can bleep that out. You don't care? Yeah, but it's just off the strength of and trust.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, right now, yeah. You feel me? It just like, at least at the point that when we met, it really wasn't no point for him to take my money. You feel me? I wasn't getting a lot of bread off rap for him to take my money and put me on a contract.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessary.
That ruins it. That ruins it. That would probably would have ruined it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, for me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to feel trapped. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Especially artists. Nobody wants to feel trapped, you know? That's why I ain't getting married. But that's a different conversation. No, I'm just kidding. But you feel me? Like, especially artists don't want to get trapped, you know?
Hell yeah.
So that's a beautiful thing, man. But did you talk to anybody about getting a manager? Because I see a lot of artists and they have, like, they have managers, but I'm just like, for what? You don't even have a career. Like,
yeah.
Or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to throw shade on anybody, but like, an artist should not have
facts.
A manager.
Nah, facts.
If there's nothing to manage.
Any niggas with 2-3 managers and shit, like, what is they all managing? Like, you feel me?
If you're not real, because what happens is, in my experience, is the artist starts expecting too much from the managers,
right.
And they get lazy and just think their managers should be creating this pathway to success for them, and then they don't have no connects or nothing, and you know, so.
Yeah, dog.
So how did that, like, decision to really work with Brandon come on?
I mean, like, it pretty much was just a thing where we ain't have, how I put it, other motherfuckers who was trying to manage me and shit like that at the time came at it from an aspect of, like, you know, we want to, like a contractual, you feel me, what's it called, aspect, looking at it from a point of view where they want to just talk about just business, you feel me, and that's it. I could tell that he listened to my shit. You feel me? Like, he actually knew what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what, before he came in and sat down and tried to have a a discussion with me or anything like that, he already knew what he had intended. You feel me? Like, yeah. But it wasn't nothing mild, no shit like that.
Yeah, well, he comes from music.
Yeah.
I tell people that all the time, bro. If you're going to get a manager, they need to be a DJ or they need to have something to do to with me, the artist look, if, like, side of it.
To me, if you ain't got nothing going on outside of recording, you don't need no manager. That's my opinion.
Exactly.
And I just feel like that because anything else, like, you need to create some shit to be managed.
Right.
You feel me? Like, what are they managing? Like, they not finna manage your time to go to the booth. You should be able to do that yourself. You feel me? That's basically your job at that point. It's just getting there.
Exactly.
So other than that, like, what the fuck do you need a manager
if there's
for?
No numbers or no opportunities.
That's why it's been in-house or whatever you want to call it. It's just because I haven't needed one. You feel me? Brandon brought shit that I didn't know I needed.
Right.
You feel me? To the table.
Right.
That's where that helped.
Yeah, that's it's just so true, man. And but I get it. People just fall in love with the titles, the labels. Like, oh, I'm a manager. You know, I'm an artist manager. You know, trying to get some poo nanny on the side. You know what I mean? I met him. I know a couple. Don't do a goddamn thing for their artists. Just trying to be in a studio and post on social media. It's like, it's ugly.
Yeah.
But he has a whole lineup of other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of like the outcast. Like, you're so much different from the other artists he works with, bro.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Hell
it's funny how that works out. But
yeah,
do you ever feel like you or would you ever collab with them?
Would I?
Yeah.
But they're
so different. Now.
If it ever was right, then but not right now. Like, right now, I feel like it would be counterproductive to what me or them got going on.
Yeah.
You feel me? I feel like what I could do could raise eyebrows on their side.
Correct.
And what they could do could raise eyebrows on my side. So I feel like right now wouldn't be the best time for something like that. But probably once we all established our own shit for real, like, then we could do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Yeah.
So.
Do you like collaborating?
Yeah and no. Like, I think everybody can agree. Yes and no.
Let's say I'm an artist, right? What would make you want to collaborate with me or do a song with me?
If I feel like you better than me?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Period.
If I feel like you better than me or I feel like either that'll make me want to do a song with you. Mm-hmm. If I feel like you better than me or, I mean, yeah, if I like your shit, then obviously.
Yeah.
That's just number one.
Yeah.
But other than that, if I feel like you better than me, then I'm going to probably want you, you feel me? I'm going to probably want to get... You want to make that happen.
Right.
You feel me?
Do you have a price for a verse?
Do I ever practice?
A price.
Oh, I was like, what?
Price. Do you have a verse price?
Nah, I mean, not for real. I try to, like, negotiate with motherfuckers because I know, like, if I did only the price that I want to do, you feel me, then I probably wouldn't sell that many verses. You feel me?
How much?
If I sold verses just for how much I want to sell, I'll probably say, like, 1,200. I'm not going to cap.
That's it. I would say more.
I'd probably say like 1,200 up to 1,500, and I'll be good.
How do you gauge that?
To me, it's just about the only things I factor into that is what is worth to you and what is worth to me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Them is the only two things that's factoring. So my time, how much of my time is worth this, and to you, how much is going to be worth the outcome, all of them things. You feel me?
Yeah.
And to me, I just feel like my time is always worth more than the possibility of this song doing something good for you just because you're paying for the song. You feel me?
That's
the whole point. You paying me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you paying you for
it. That's why I don't collaborate a lot unless it's with somebody who I'm not having paying for a verse. Like, it's usually the homie or some shit like that I'd rather do.
Right. I was listening to a song, I think, yesterday, and you were talking about people hitting you up on for features you didn't do yet.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Bro, need to be on dick. That shit is so fucking annoying. Like, all right, man. Look. So y'all heard what I just said before this. I negotiate prices. So that means everybody buy a verse for a different price. You feel me?
Okay.
Not all the time. But not everybody's price is going to be the same as the next motherfuckers. You can take that however you want to. But it's just going to be different depending on what you want. So because of that, bro... whatever you in line and you behind in it, if you pay me $300, bro, to do a 15-second, because motherfuckers will really do that. They'll pay me $300, $400, $500 just to do 30 seconds, 20 seconds.
That's it.
They'll give me the time frame. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's the it could be impossible. You feel me, as far as the bars is concerned, the amount of bars, and it don't matter. They want 20 seconds. You feel me? Yeah. So it's like, dog, if that's what you want, okay, cool, I got you. Mm. But you not finna be ahead right. of a nigga that just gave me $1,000 just like you supposed to for a full verse. I'ma get that out the way first. You feel me? That's gonna be my priority.
Yeah, you're on low priority if you
Like, dog, it is what it is, bro. Like, and them be the only dudes that come at me.
Yeah.
You feel me? The only time somebody paid me $1,000 for a verse that I didn't get back, he was asking me for an acapella or some shit, and I didn't quite understand what he wanted. But he was like trying to send me a beat and some more shit, and I was like, he got in my Instagram comments and some motion. I'm like, damn, but we ended up resolving it.
Yeah.
So like, it was cool.
So these are just people on the internet?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it don't never be nothing real. Like, no nigga in real life ain't never tripped with me about a verse unless I didn't want to give him one.
Right, that's it.
Right.
Damn. That's so crazy, bro. It's like you're living in two different realities.
Yeah.
How do you balance that? Like, because you're very much an internet-based, like, you know, your whole fan base. Do you consider yourself a SoundCloud rapper?
Nah, I don't.
What is a SoundCloud
rapper? Because to me, a SoundCloud rapper means that you was born and raised on SoundCloud.
Mm.
That's what that means.
Okay.
I'm not born nor raised on SoundCloud. I was already rapping before SoundCloud. Mm. Like, SoundCloud is just where my shit took off.
Oh, did
and
it?
And everybody's shit was popping off on SoundCloud at that time.
Yeah.
So that's really not, it's kind of like an ignorant statement unless you're talking about, you know, the people who we're talking about when we say SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah.
You can't just throw a whole category there and say that everyone is a SoundCloud rapper.
Right.
You feel me? No. But to me, I don't give a fuck. Like, you can call me whatever you want to call me. Once
well,
I start getting
rapper,
paid.
Well, you are a rapper on SoundCloud. So,
yeah,
but
exactly.
That
so that's why I'm saying, like, if you want to get technical, like, I'm getting paid on Spotify. I get paid on Apple. So what am I now? Like,
yeah, no, because, I mean, you know, it's people get you get boxed in.
Yeah.
Artists get boxed in.
Yeah, that shit, nah, that shit. Like,
yeah, you don't feel like it applies to you?
Nah, I don't, like, I feel like it'll only apply to you if you acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I don't think that I've acknowledged it, like.
No, I don't think so. You have too much content on YouTube and other platforms.
And that, I just started my YouTube this year. Like, so that, and then, I mean, there was people doing shit before that, like uploading their own shit, little AMVs and shit like that. But yeah, I always been on other platforms, and I, like I said, I started off on like AudioMac or some shit. Like, I ain't even know what SoundCloud was. It was just some shit that popped off, and then I found out that it was popping.
Yeah.
So I got on there.
You got to be everywhere still.
Exactly. So it was just another one of the streaming platforms, pretty much.
Yeah. So you're about to be 21 tomorrow, bro. I would have brought you a cake, man. I forgot. You told me to. I would have brought you a cupcake or something, man. What do you got planned for your birthday?
I'll be trying to keep it a secret. I don't got nothing planned right now.
Damn,
shit,
it's
I'm
COVID.
Probably
you turned
crab.
21 during COVID.
Yeah, dog. I mean, that don't stop shit for me, but I'll probably just chill at the crib, eat some crab with the dog.
Oh, yeah. What kind of dog you got?
All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and another one, a little mutt. We don't know what she is.
Oh, damn. So you're 21 years old, bro. You're doing numbers on the internet. They just keep getting better and better. What's next?
Just shit.
What is the future? What is the next 3 years look for you?
Man, that's all I be thinking about, for real. I don't know. I know for sure we gonna expand, you feel me, our team. Like, I'm looking forward to doing a lot more collaborating. Like, even though you ask and I say yeah and no. No, just because of every, you feel me, all the usual cons that come with a collaboration.
Yeah.
Yes, because I love to hear somebody who sound good with me, you feel me, who we can go both, you feel me, especially somebody in Vegas, you feel me, it'll be tight to have two motherfuckers who could both sound good together all the time, be consistent, you feel me. So definitely some collaborations, a lot more merchandise is going to be coming out. I'm going to probably go crazy with the projects and shit like that. I know for sure I'm dropping a Zodiac EP next month, so that's coming out. Other than that, just more of what's already here.
You put out a lot, bro.
Yeah.
You're consistent as fuck.
Yeah.
Is that something you enjoy to do, or is somebody telling you to is Brandon in your ear telling you got to drop more and drop more?
Brandon probably tell me to drop less if he could. Oh, really? I don't think Brandon want me to drop no more. I think if it was up to Brandon or anybody else, because you feel me, they'll probably tell me slow down. Yeah. I don't know. Nothing tells me, like, I just do it whenever I feel like it.
Yeah.
And usually, I don't know, maybe it's, what do they say? How often do you reset or some shit? Like 2 weeks, or it's some shit that you mentally reset or something. And I just reset. I feel
like
bored.
After you drop something?
Yeah, I just feel bored again. You feel me? Yeah. I feel like I haven't done shit.
Right.
So then I got to release. I got to, you feel me, put something out there, whether it's merch. That's why I got to start creating other lanes for myself and shit.
For sure.
So I can get more busy.
Yeah, the new merch is crazy.
I appreciate that, dog. My name is Shane. Verified Garments. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's different than everything else you put out.
Yeah, it's cut and sew. It ain't none of that guild and shit or none of that. I know Shane want me to say that. So ain't none of that gilding going on. It's real cut and sew. So it's gonna be the size that you ask for. It's gonna feel good. All of that.
Yeah, it's so important, man.
Definitely.
I wanted one of them pink trucker hats. I'm a cop one though.
Hell yeah,
I'm a cop one.
I'll get you one, dog.
I'm a cop one. But what was that process like? Because now you're doing the cut and sew and all the specific thing. Is that because you basically got a clothing line too now? So. Mm-hmm. You know, what's that process like? Is that shit difficult or was that fun? Or
honestly, it was crazy how it happened because it came at a point when, like, I felt, like, stagnant as fuck, like, with everything that I was doing. Like, you feel me? My music and all of my shit. It just felt like it was getting repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just said, was saying, like, I needed to create another lane for myself. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's whenever Shane had hit me out of nowhere, like, just another motherfucker who would just hit you up, you feel me?
Mm.
And I just went to his page. I seen the shit he already had. We chopped it up on the phone and shit and talked about what we wanted to do. And it just pretty much put me back in a mode of, like, you feel me, being, like, working, you feel me, grinding, being motivated again and shit. Because you don't then, like, once you start doing some shit, even if it's work, you've been doing it for so long, it don't feel like it's work no more.
Right, right.
You feel me? So, like, rap and shit, it don't feel like my job at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Well, it's a pretty cool job to have. Pretty cool gig to have.
Yeah, it is, especially.
You get paid for talking shit.
I was about to say, especially what you get paid get your money worth.
Yeah. I feel you, man. I can't wait to start making money off of this podcast and shit.
Hell yeah.
Because once I start making money, I'm talking big shit.
Hell,
I'm
God.
Talking big shit.
We fuck around, have a part two in a bigger room and shit.
Oh, for real. But what was I going to say? Did you design the merch?
No. Not the latest drops, no. I designed some of the shit that we dropping that's coming with the project,
mm-hmm.
like right after.
Mm-hmm.
And my girl drew some of the designs and shit like that. But the shit that just came out, that's all Verified Garments, all Shane work.
Okay.
Like, that's all him.
So he's locked in?
Yeah, my dog's going
that's
crazy.
That's your guy.
Yeah, I fuck with him.
Yeah, it's hard to find somebody that can produce, well, in my experience, that can produce, like, some good shit that fits your vision.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And that's where he came in perfect. Like, I ain't had merch for so long just because it was, like, I didn't have options. You feel me?
Right.
Like, I needed more shit that I, like, more options available so I could feel good. About selling and shit, you feel me?
Yeah, that's a whole different world.
Yeah.
Clothing and shit.
Oh, God, a whole different type of money.
But, no, for real, that's how artists make their money, bro.
Yeah.
Touring,
I see now. I see.
That shit's coming in?
Yeah.
That's lovely, y'all.
Oh, God.
God damn. See, that's when you get your shows popping, you get you a booth, sell out.
Yeah, see, that's what the next step is right now.
Yeah.
You said, what's the next few steps? That's the next step.
Where do you want to go? So, where do you want to go perform at?
I know for sure. I want to get out the country just because that's where my shit started from. Was like all the plays I started getting wasn't coming from here first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I noticed, like, because I was on SoundCloud, actually, like, whenever that shit start popping off on there, it wasn't in the United States, you feel me? It was in other countries and shit, like Russia, Australia and shit.
Yeah.
And them to this day, like Canada, and them is still my second and third, fourth, you feel me, most played places. I love to go somewhere like that. If
that'd
I could, you feel me, get hip to the laws right quick before I pull up, I'd do some shit like that.
I can see your music going crazy in Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see it everybody going crazy.
Like, yeah.
They love that kind of shit.
Yeah, you know? I want to go there just to see, you feel me, what the vibe
you got your passport
like.
Ready?
Hell nah. I need to get. I was finna get that motherfucker right before the bitch came.
Yeah, the COVID bitch. Hey, yeah, you gotta COVID get bitch. Brandon. You gotta get his passport because That's how a lot. Who else blew up over there? Artists from America blow up over there, bro. Mm-hmm. And then they come back. Mm-hmm. You know, I think who 6ix9ine. I think that's what happened to 6ix9ine. You know, he got all his fan base. Did you watch that documentary?
What document?
On 6ix9ine?
Nah.
Nah? I know. But his whole story is so interesting, though. And then I'm asking you because, you know, you're coming up in the game, too. Mm-hmm. So I was asking, like, the way he went about things, just the unfolding of his career. Mm. How do you think, you know, what kind of lessons you learned from that shit? Other than the fuckery, but
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I didn't learn shit from 6ix9ine. Like me, I'm gonna answer your question. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what you can learn from that situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But me, I ain't learned shit. I already knew all that before his dumb ass came and all of that situation broke down how it did. But if you asking what you could take away from that situation, I feel like it's just, you feel me? Don't get involved in shit that you don't know about. So even if you want to be that, you feel me? Even if you just want to be, you feel me? And you trying to fake it till you make it. Wait until you know. You feel me? Like, wait until you know your way around your area before you just start trying to infiltrate some shit. You feel me? Fake something and then end up putting niggas in jail or being in jail or in a life or death situation and shit like that. Like,
no, for sure. I think shit got ugly. But I think what I was really asking was the fame factor.
What you mean?
Like, do you think about the fame factor and what it could do to you?
Oh, you mean like
I think that's what more
how,
so I was
how
asking.
It affected him?
Yeah.
Do you
feel famous?
No, not at all.
So how do you think about being famous possibly?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel known. I don't feel like, you feel me,
right.
But, like, you feel me, now that because it happens and shit, I have no choice but to feel that way. Yeah. You feel me? But I don't feel famous. What did you just ask?
Like, how do you think about fame, and how is it going to affect you?
I mean, yeah, I think about that shit sometimes. I try not to because, really, to me, like, the fame come more, like, second to the business. Like, I think about the shit a lot more, like, financially. Like, that's what be stressing me out. It's like watching videos, seeing how much money niggas lose and shit whenever they get it, and like how shit play out for other artists. Like, that's what I don't like. So I be thinking a lot more about that than I do, like, you feel me, being annoyed because people, you feel me, like me or want to take pictures or whatever the fuck it is. Like, I don't know. I guess I'll know whenever I get
You cool with that?
I mean, yeah, right now. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, just from that point, yeah.
Right now, hell yeah. Like, until I get...
I asked that because, like, you're you know, you're kind of anti-social.
Yeah, motherfuckers think I'm mean.
You're kind of like the rap game's like boogeyman a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. I'm not mean though. I promise.
You're a pretty cool guy.
I'm not gonna hurt nobody. You feel me?
Yeah.
I just be chilling, dog. Like for the most part, just leave me the fuck alone. That's it. That's all I ask. I don't ask for nothing else.
Well, your music could be a soundtrack to a horror film. You know, some of your songs, a lot of your songs, but you do have that dark, dangerous.
I mean, sometimes I'll be seeing shit like that whenever I'm in it, like making a song, you feel me? Sometimes, whether it's some shit that I actually seen or just some shit that I'm visualizing at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'll be seeing that shit, you feel me? It'd be like a movie, the whole song to me. Like, so I definitely could see how you would be hearing it and they'll feel like, oh, this shit kind of like visual.
No, 100%. It's like, I think that'd be a good little thing for you. Get some placements in a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. Hell sure. Yeah. That'll be fire.
Because your shit fits right in, bro.
What? I'll go crazy if they put my shit in a horror movie.
Manager.
It could be trash.
Manager.
Oh, God.
Come on, man.
Put my shit in a new Sharknado.
Bro, I don't know about that one, bro. I never seen that movie. Is it good?
Hell no. Nah,
terrible.
Man. That shit. You want to laugh?
Yeah.
Go smoke. Go watch that shit.
I haven't seen a good. Do you watch horror movies?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite scary movie of all time?
Saw.
Saw? Okay, that was okay. The first one.
Saw. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably just because. Yeah. Definitely not the whole thing.
Okay.
Probably just the first one, and probably just because it was the first time that I ever thought about some shit like that being possible.
Yeah, that's
you feel me. Before that, everything was it's a person with a mask outside with a big ass chainsaw or some crazy shit like that wouldn't happen. That shit, though, that's like motherfuckers snatch you up, you feel me,
that's
put you to sleep.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, kidnap your ass and you in a shitty situation.
Yeah, no. That
sound bad.
Yeah, they fucked up. They fucked up with making like 13 of them bitches. But
damn.
But the first one fucked everybody up. That
you
shit
say
was scary.
13 of them bitches?
Bro, they have so many Saw movies, bro. It got ridiculous.
Damn.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, that's why I think Saw is the reason why the escape rooms are such a thing now.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the first time I went one of them bitches, I thought it was finna be like that.
Yeah.
That shit was not.
Thought it was a trick?
Yeah, I thought that shit was finna be some scary shit.
Have you ever seen The Shining?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I like older ones. The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I like the older ones.
The Shining. What's some good ass old horror film? You don't like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, that was cool.
The original?
The original one was good.
The new one kind of...
They just got to stop remaking them.
I was about to say, all the remakes of them bitches, the Carrie remake. Oh, yeah, Carrie was fire. Yeah. I like Carrie. That shit was scary.
I don't know. What is that?
You don't know what Carrie is? Uh-huh. The one where they spill the blood on her, the prom night queen. They spill the blood. Well, she wasn't prom night queen. You feel me?
No.
How you describe that?
So it was high school kids?
It was a high school girl. Her mama like a Christian or some shit like that. She crazy as fuck though. Like, you feel me? Smacking her with the Bible and shit like that.
Oh, she was possessed?
Yeah, she was not possessed. No, bro. She
was
treating
her
as
like
she was
that. Oh.
Yeah, like everything she did was a sin. You feel me? Like, oh, you got your skin out. Like beating her ass with that Bible.
And then what happened? What happened?
Shit. I mean, at the end they pranked her ass for no reason. Bro, she was chilling. They had she ran into some bitches at the school. The bitch is like, oh my God, like, you feel me? You need help. Like, pretty much saying, bitch, you ugly. Let us give you a makeover. You feel me? So they go and get a bitch the makeover so she can look good on prom night. And then they end up fucking the bitch over anyway and, like, rigging some buckets over her head or some shit. Like, you know how they, in the cartoons and shit, they put the bucket
over the door. Oh, it was, okay.
Yeah. And then they open the door and then the shit spill. Yeah. Oh, God.
And then what, she killed him?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Spoiler alert.
You did like that.
Damn. Maybe I have seen that one then, because what is that other movie, dog? that other stupid-ass movie where like, death was just chasing him.
Oh, you talking about
death was just chasing.
It follows.
It wasn't even anything. It was just death.
The Happening.
Nah, man.
It's a few movies that
like
do that bullshit.
Huh?
It follows.
I said it follows. The one. It's a person, right? That be following.
No, it's just death.
Oh, no, it's just nothing. Yeah,
it's just death.
Yeah, that's The Happening.
And it chooses. Final Destination.
Yeah. Hey, that's the best horror movie. Oh, God. That shit funny. Bro. That's the best one because you don't think that shit possible. That shit possible. Oh, God. Most of that shit, anyway.
What do you mean it's possible?
Some of that shit be bogus. Final Destination.
What do you
some
mean?
Of the shit that be happening on there, that shit could really happen. You
like
got me fucked up.
Okay, like flying off of the roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why I don't get on roller coasters. Hell no.
You don't do roller coasters?
Nope, not tomorrow neither.
I love roller coasters, bro. I'm a fiend. I like doing all that crazy shit.
I got on that motherfucking slingshot. I think that's what it is.
Where at?
At the Adventure Dome. The one that...
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? The one go all the way up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got on that. That was my first one ever since. And they had to pay me to get on that motherfucker. I never got back.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah, you ever been to Six Flags?
No.
California?
Hell no. Ain't nobody bringing me there. You wasting your money.
Man.
You can't take me nowhere. Nowhere where you be finna be high off the ground. I'm straight.
Yeah. No, I feel you, bro.
I don't even know about no helicopter, none of that.
Yeah, it's funny because I got tricked into loving roller coasters because I used to be petrified. Mm-hmm. And then they tricked me and they said it was like a little log cabin ride or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I'm 200 feet up going straight down. But when it was done, I was in love, bro. I was addicted.
Yeah, dog. I ain't getting no type of addiction to that feeling, bro.
What was I gonna say, man? Okay, so how do you feel about like everything going on in the world, man? Like aside from music, let's not talk about music for a second. Mm-hmm. Let's get to know Zodiac, the man.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about just 2020, in retrospect, and how you feel about the new year coming up, and as far as the world goes, do you think everything's about to go to shit? What?
I mean, I feel like everybody kind of blowing the situation out of proportion. I feel like we all know that this shit came after a long time of nothing happening to us. Like, everybody want to exaggerate the shit that has happened, you feel me, while they've been alive, but what really happened? You feel me? Like, that was some shit like this where niggas couldn't go outside.
Yeah.
You feel me? You got to put a mask on when you do. Yeah. You got to stand this far away from each other, shit like that. So it's like, I feel like it was a reset. You feel me? Everybody get a chance to kind of come out again. You feel me? If a motherfucker wanted, whenever it started, they was skinny, you might see that person. They might be swole, you feel me? Built like a motherfucker the next time you see him. That was the opportunity that they had during the whole break, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's about what you did with your time type shit.
Yeah. Like,
you feel me? It ain't, what's it called? It ain't the universe fault whenever some shit happened that, you feel me, happens on the universe.
Yeah.
Like a virus, that shit, we already knew that that existed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was just like a little taste of a real
hell
disease.
Yeah, and that's what I was finna say. It was kind of like a, yeah, like what you just said. It was like a beginning. You feel like a warm up. Like that wasn't really shit.
Okay. Bro.
How many people died though?
A lot of people died. Yeah, but they had like, it wasn't like a, it was like, you know, if you had prior complications and things like that, you know, you're overweight or old, but it wasn't like if you got it, you died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's why I was just finna say, like, condolences to everybody who is affected by that shit. It's just like, with that situation, that's some shit that has happened. Like, you feel me? In bigger number.
Yeah.
Like, so if you already knew that it was something that was possible, it shouldn't be nothing that throw you off. Like, especially like life. You feel me? Like, that was just another bump in the road type shit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people enjoyed it, for real.
Yeah, like, for me.
No, and I was fucked up to say because, you know, a lot of people did die, but I'm going to say from, you know, it was just, I was at the crib chilling.
Hell yeah, I was about to say, I was doing what I be always doing shit. Yeah. I'm in the cut.
You're always quarantined.
Yeah, I ain't have no problem with none of that shit happen, you feel me? Like, even the little amount I be outside, I still be in the cut. Like, I'm cool.
Why are you like that?
I don't know, though. It's not that I'm not sociable. Like, you feel me? I fit into a lot of groups. You feel me? Like, but I just rather not. Because most of the time, that's probably what it is. Most of the time, I don't feel right. You feel me? Or I don't feel good. Like,
regardless.
Yeah, like, whether it's that or my fucking stomach hurt today. You feel me? Like, and I'd rather not bring that energy, like, to somebody else that don't have to deal with it, that fuck with me. You feel me? Like, just so they can have to deal with this shit and see this side of me, like, see how I am on a regular day.
Yeah.
You feel me? Instead of just seeing me only on good days.
Right.
So just catch me on good days.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
yeah, I've never seen you at an event or, well, I guess, you know, you've always been kind of younger, but you don't do that.
I'm out. I'm good. Everybody who's ever seen me at a show, you would never see me floating around after a show.
Oh, I did see you at a show. Yeah, I saw you. I was backstage with you at a, what was that show? Little Jump with Germ. You opened up for Germ.
Yep.
When it was fighting.
Yeah, I forgot that. Oh, my God.
Brandon jumped into the crowd so fast. I was proud of my boy. I was like, damn. That was funny, man.
And he was getting it on.
That was great. I was watching that dude. Were you there the whole time for that? I was watching that dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was there.
That little fat dude in the front was just egging Germ on the whole time. I seen it coming.
I didn't even know that. I literally wasn't seeing none of that shit happening. I just seen a fight breaker. I'm like, damn. It's like that.
That shit moved so fast from the front of the stage to the back of the room.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, man. But you don't get out in Vegas too much. Like, do you touch other artists out here? Like,
yeah, I mean, shit, like, my boys, you feel me, Mikey PX, Bam, Bambino, shit, my nigga Kilo, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Who else I fuck with, like, locally? Doobie, shit, I'm probably missing some names. But shit, a lot of niggas is not focused on rap. And, like, you feel me? Like, a lot of the niggas that's around me got other shit going on. You feel me? Like, a lot of them either not as young as I am or they into some other shit. And I'm way deeper into this shit than they is into rap. You feel me? Like, rap some shit. Like, if you wasn't rapping as long ago as I was, like, then you probably not finna be at this point yet. You feel me? Like, I was rapping for a long time before I was able to, like, actually start getting paid off the shit. So, like, I don't blame none of them. But yeah, I mean, them is mostly the names I work with. My nigga Heist and shit, Kill Switch, it's a lot of artists that I'm fucking with, but them is the ones that's from here, you feel me, that I usually fuck with.
Are you producers in the crew too?
Yeah, most of them is out of state or out of the country.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, out of the country too?
Yeah, one of them just flew out here, girl next door. He out here now. I forgot exactly which country. He gonna be mad as hell.
Why don't you go there, wherever your producers are from?
Nah.
Why don't you have them set up shows?
I'm not going nowhere until I got money.
Yeah.
You feel me? Till I'm really getting some money and I could be comfortable. Until I already tell everybody, when I get there, if I just feel like, nope, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. Then, you feel me, I'll go there. Especially a place like a country, a whole nother country or some shit.
Yeah.
Just because I ain't never been nowhere, you feel me, like that different. Like,
yeah.
I ain't even been to that many states and shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man, you got so much potential, bro. And you're only 21. That's so crazy, man. I tell people too. I don't understand people start rapping at 25, 26 years old. I don't understand that shit.
You can't fuck with me.
Hey, my boy, I tried to let him down easy recently because he's like, I'm 29, bro. So he just tried to drop a song.
Hey, you can do what you want. You just can't fuck with me.
I didn't know how to let him down easy, man. Without just, you know. But that's good, because a lot of times that road of employment is not encouraged.
A lot of times it shouldn't be shit.
Yeah.
I was just telling the homies and shit, we need to be honest about that shit. Like, everybody need to be honest with each other, like, regardless of what the fuck we talking about, even if it's just the clothes that I just put on my page, like, you feel me? If you feel like that shit look whack as hell, then you need to say something.
Yeah.
Just because if you the one that felt like that, it means another person somewhere out there who looked at it like, damn, this shit whack as hell, Zodiac.
Yeah.
You feel me? Release this shit. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, let's stop all that. You feel me? Like, anything anybody feel like I do that's whack, and yo, and you want, and you close to me, you fuck with me, let me know off rip. Oh, right. God, for real.
Do you feel like you got, do you feel like some people can start turning into yes man on accident?
Yeah, and that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say if it's whack, you're going to have to let me know. Like, a lot of times it's hard for me to share my music with people because I don't know when they're going to be honest and when they're not, you feel me? So I got to be, like, real particular with who I'm showing my music and what I'm showing them, you feel me?
Right.
So they can give me a solid opinion and shit. But, I mean, for the most part, the people around me give me honest opinions, you feel me? Like, everybody knows whenever I'm trying to impress and whenever I'm simply rapping, doing what the fuck I want to do, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I don't get offended when nobody tell me that something sound a little too this or too that, you feel me? That's the point.
So you do seek feedback, though?
Yeah, I definitely seek feedback, and everybody who listens to my music, but most importantly, the people close to me. Mm-hmm. Them is the people I really
That's all you need. You don't want to get too many opinions.
Yeah, and that's what I was finna say is, I don't care if you calling me the best rapper ever if you're not close to me. You feel me?
Right,
like,
right.
I went like, that shit cool, but at the end of the day, it don't add on to, you feel me, my list of attributes make me feel like I'm necessarily better,
right.
You know? Till my dad say it or some shit, till my brother say it, you feel me?
Yeah, what do your parents think about your music?
Shit, they like my shit.
For real?
Oh, God, yeah, shit. I think they like my shit. I know for a fact my dad like my shit. He be hounded. But my mom, she like my shit too. I think she just don't like what any mom wouldn't like to hear her son talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
More than just that, you feel me?
Yeah,
like anything. It's from, you feel me, bad shit, period. I don't think she like to hear it. But I think she liked that I'm brutally honest about my shit. Like, and them listening makes me have to be brutally honest.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
is that weird? Yeah. Have you ever been in the same room with your mom and the music's playing? You talking some crazy shit?
Yeah, some shit that they ain't know. Or some shit that they like, hold on, did you? Yeah. You for real?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Low key.
That's a fun conversation.
That shit awkward.
Well, you're still their baby still. Like, you know, a couple more years, you probably be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I left my house, I'm still the baby.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the baby since I left my house.
Damn, bro. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're about out of an hour, man. Let's wrap this up, man. This was great talking to you, man. I'm excited for what you got next, bro. Is there anything else you want to plug before we get up out of here?
Shit, no. I said the merch.
Go cop some merch.
Yeah, definitely go get some merch. Zodiac.com. Nothing else. None of that extra shit. I don't want nobody asking me where to get the shit. We just told you. And the link in my bio. I posted on my story. Follow me on all platforms. And get the project when it come out on all streaming platforms next month. I'm going to be shooting videos to that bitch all next year. Shout out Verified Garments. And my manager, Brandy, sit right here. And my name. Yeah, my dog, for what's bringing up? Me in through the interview. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Till next time, bro. Oh, that was good, man.
Good looking out.
Yeah, man. Whoo.